Social Security is the best known and widely used source of retirement income, but it needs shoring up, and fewer companies offer traditional pensions. Alternatives can be mind-boggling, and Senator Herb Kohl says seniors need help figuring out options.
With Americans living longer, the stakes are high for not adequately managing one's savings. Unfortunately, the vast majority of people have to make these difficult decisions on their own, as fewer employers provide their retirees with lifetime income options.
Even those who think they're set find out otherwise when circumstances suddenly change. Sandra Cornelius considered herself healthy and wealthy when she retired at age 54 in 1999. Then she got sick, and the dot-com bubble burst.
We were heavily invested in the tech market in 2000 when it crashed. And in 5 weeks, we were no longer independently wealthy. In 5 weeks.
As income went down, expenses went up. The Minneapolis native got breast cancer. Cornelia survived, but afterwards she couldn't get private insurance, so had to be part of a high-risk pool in Minnesota.
$16,000 a year premium with a $5,000 deductible. Ridiculous.
Health costs and the market crash ate away at her retirement savings, so she went back to work after her and her husband moved to Madison. Now age 67, she has health insurance through Medicare, but much of her retirement savings are gone. Cornelius relied on a financial planner, but says consumers could benefit from more education and the marketplace from more regulation. One example of lifetime income is annuities. These tax-deferred contributions can be paid out during retirement so that one doesn't outlive their assets. A bill sponsored by Kohl and two other senators would require 401k statements to show how much a balance would pay out.
However, while annuities may be the right fit for some, they can also be highly complex, and in the retail market, they have often been associated with aggressive sales tactics.
Kohl says he's working with the National Association of Insurance Commissioners on standards and use of professional titles to ensure all types of retirement accounts are fair and reasonably priced. AARP Wisconsin supports the bill. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says more information about retirement planning may get more people to think about the future.
This act kind of gives them a good snapshot of what their projected income is going to be in retirement, and you'd be surprised how many folks are ill-prepared for retirement.
According to the National Endowment for Financial Education, only 46% of Americans calculate what they'll need for retirement. Part of the problem is that many assume they'll die before they actually do, says Mark Erie. He's the U.S. Deputy Assistant for Retirement at the U.S. Treasury and spoke at a committee hearing held by Senator Kohl.
People do tend to underestimate how long they're going to live. Plus, people tend to look at life expectancy statistics and not think so much about the 50% chance that they'll exceed that life expectancy.
Erie says people also count on working until they're ready to retire, but health problems and unemployment can prevent that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.